This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening. Good evening. And welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. You're here tonight because we're talking about, would you take a vaccine for coronavirus if they made it available? Now, I don't know about you, but personally, I would not. A vaccine to prevent the coronavirus disease is perhaps the best hope for ending the pandemic, but currently there is no vaccine to prevent the infection. But the researchers are racing to create one. Personally, I think that whoever created the disease should have made the vaccine right along with it, because it's crazy. It's crazy, and everybody knows that someone created that virus. Okay, I would like to introduce my host, Mr. Coleman.
Hello, Jenny White. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you? Glad to not see you, but glad to hear you.
Right. Well, it's good to be heard.
Yes.
So,
and
yeah, so the top.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to comment on the subject of taking the vaccination, the COVID-19 vaccination. And,
let me ask you, would you take it?
No, I don't. No, I won't take it. I don't even take the flu vaccine.
I don't either.
Yeah, my immune system is has been pretty good. You know, I try to keep myself healthy by watching what I eat and the things that I take internally and try to exercise a little bit to stay healthy. I think I just have good genes. I don't get sick.
Possibly.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not going to be one to volunteer to have virus injected into my body to create some antibodies that, you know, they have no idea whether once you've had it, if you can catch it again, or once you've had it, the antibodies will keep you from getting it. So, no, I'm not going to take it.
No, I wouldn't either. Callers, you're welcome to press the 1, and you can tell us whether or not you would take it if it was made available. But like I said previously, they don't have anything going, and they're racing, trying to hurry up and get one. Now they're saying that coronaviruses are a family of viruses that cause illnesses such as the common cold, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and that's SARS, SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, MERS. COVID-19 is caused by a virus that's closely related to the one that causes the SARS. And for this reason, scientists named the new virus SARS-CoV-2. Now, that's crazy. So, like I said, they're saying the vaccine might, you know, the development of it can take years. Now, does that mean that we're going to be stuck in the house for years?
Well, some people are not stuck in the house now. They're living their best life.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Some people don't believe that this thing is real. I was listening to a guy on television. He had a microphone and he was talking to people. He was a Caucasian person, and I'm assuming that they were as well. But he was saying that there is no reason for anybody to have to wear a mask because this is not for real. And you need to open up these states and open up these businesses so these people can go to work and pay for feeding and feed their families. He was crazy. And he said there are millions of people who feel the same way I do. And he was saying that they were ready to fight. Now, I did mention when the guy came on TV that owned a gun store, and he was saying that people were standing in his store for 4 hours in line, and he doesn't just sell bullets. You have to purchase a weapon before you can get the bullets. And, you know, I'm saying these people are not buying all these weapons just so they can say, "Ooh, I got a brand new gun." No. I'm saying it. I do believe that there will be a civil war in this country. I do believe, especially if Donald Trump does not win. I honestly believe that some of his people are just, I don't know. It's like they're hypnotized and he's the best thing since white bread. You know, I don't understand it. I do not understand it.
It's like a Trump cult.
Yes, you know, that's exactly what it is. And he wants to be the dictator.
Yeah, they've got Russia is fast tracking their virus, their vaccine to the market. It hasn't gone through phase 3 trials and it hasn't been tested, but they're gonna ship it on out anyway. They've got a order for some orders for 1 billion doses. So
they have vaccines.
Well, they've got a vaccine that they're getting ready to send out and start giving to people that hasn't been tested, you know. So you might grow 3 eyes. You might have 3 eyes, you know, after a couple of weeks.
Why would you take something that has not been tested?
Well, that's the same, you know. You're talking to the same people that would take hydrochloroquine and stick a light up their butt, you know. So.
Inject some Clorox.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah, but so, yeah, where does the common sense come in? I don't know.
Well, they say common sense isn't common, so
that's what
know,
it said. Well, if
but,
it was, we'd all have a little bit of it.
Well, they've got more than 200 companies that are working on COVID-19 vaccines in development worldwide right now. And, you know, what they have found is some of the side effects have been fever, headache, skin irritation at the point of the injection. So those are some of the things that they've noticed thus far, but million cases, over 22 million confirmed cases of COVID worldwide, and over 790,000 confirmed deaths, you know, give or take one or two. And in the U.S., it's over 5 million confirmed cases, and over 172,000 people have died, with about 46,000 new cases daily, being reported daily.
Yeah. Well, unfortunate. I know some of those that have been counted dead. So, you know, that's unfortunate. It's real unfortunate. I don't understand why someone would recreate something like that. And not have, you know, in case you get it. You know what I'm saying? You might get it. I don't know what the reasoning for it.
Well, that's just like cancer and, you know, a few other diseases. You know, it's a lot of money in it. And, you know, just like AIDS. You know, they haven't come up with a cure for AIDS, but people aren't dying from it like they were back in the 80s. You know, it's being managed better. But, you know, a lot of these vaccines are made with the cells from aborted babies. You know, I don't think people are aware of that. And so, you know, there's
a movement. The vaccines are?
A lot of vaccines, yeah. Some of the cells are, yeah, made from the cell lines of aborted babies. And they say some of the babies are, you know, babies back in the 50s and 60s that were aborted. But then they have other alternatives to make these vaccines, which could be chicken eggs, monkey kidney cells, human placenta cells, and K562 cells, which are the cells that have been harvested from a 53-year-old lady who had leukemia back in the 50s tobacco, plant cells, and recombinant cells, you know, which are cells that once injected duplicate themselves in the cells. So those are some ethical alternatives for them to produce vaccines. So some people, you know, can't take certain vaccines. You know, just like the flu shot, the H1,
right.
When they were injecting you with H1N1, some of that was made with chicken or, you know, chicken or egg cells. So if you're allergic to eggs, you know, or dairy or chicken, you know, you would have a allergic reaction to that vaccine. So, you never know what they're injecting into your body.
Yeah, I know. And I really don't trust anything that the governor gives as free. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
if you have any callers that would like to, you know, participate in this conversation, feel free to push the 1 and give your 2 cents.
Oh, yeah. We got 1 right now.
All right.
And good evening, and how are you?
Good evening, Jenny White, and my wonderful co-host, Mr. Coleman.
Hello, how are you?
Just fine. You know what, my understanding that when you have a vaccine, they give you my understanding of how a vaccine works, they give you like they give you the actual disease or whatever, but they put it in a weakened state and give it to you, and then your body will fight against it and build its own immune system. That was my understanding of when they give you a vaccine. Now, will I take the vaccine for the coronavirus that they're giving out? No. But will I let my children, the grandchildren have it? If I have any say so, no. Because, you know, it's been too much trauma with what's been going on this year, especially around this administration. You don't know what they're giving. And then another thing, I still remember when they talked about the Tuskegee experiment, when they gave all these soldiers syphilis.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything of them. If we have anything to say about it, no, don't bring it here. We have to take our chances, like the co-host said, with the disease, you know, take our chances and build up their immune system so that, you know, they can better fight it off. And this is what I've been thinking about. From my understanding, they want to give it a vaccine based on that, no. Now, eggs and things like that, why would they give eggs and things like that? How does that, what kind of an effect does it have on the virus itself? How is it related to, what connection do they have between the coronavirus and the egg or whatever, you know, what he was talking about? That was my understanding of how they're giving the vaccine. It's a polio vaccine. It's supposed to be a weaker weaker dose of it, of the vaccine, of the polio disease itself. And then when your body goes able to attack it, and then we will build up an immunity against it. So then when, if it does bother you, then you have you have your own immunity system built up where it can fight it off. That was my understanding of how vaccines work. I might be back in the boondocks, but that was my understanding. And then as far as this thing being tested, it seems like a lot of things that they test, they usually go into the Africans, Africa to test a lot of stuff on those people. That's my understanding.
That's cool. I wonder
that
why.
They're vulnerable. More vulnerable you are, that they will do this.
And they're
black. I think they're trying to bring that vulnerability here even more so. Just take, for instance, this AIDS and HIV. All these drugs, now you listen on television, there are about five or six things that came up for HIV and giving all that stuff up. And they know that it was more harmful to the body, but they kept using it anyway. Uh-huh. They made a better, whatever, of these tablets or whatever, this medicine they have, about six of them. But now they're telling you can sue because the companies that made them, when they found out what they were doing other than, you know, attacking the HIV or whatever, then they found it was time for a lot of parts of the major organs in the body, but they still used it, although they had developed a better one. This is what they did. So now it can do something to your bones, your liver, and all this other stuff. When you listen to it on television, you get sick just listening to what they're saying is destroying. listen to what it's destroying. So what good was it, you know?
Oh, then
a lot of people living longer.
Yeah, when they're talking about those side effects, you know, they sometimes say it can cause death. You're like, ooh.
That's true. So now they're saying you can go to a lawyer and sue them for that now. Everything that they've been giving us, they're suing us. You can sue for this, sue for baby powder, sue for this. It's crazy.
Society. Everybody wants, you know, to get a piece of the pie.
It is, you know, and they sound like they're entitled to it. All these years, these companies have been going and making the stuff, and they knew it was harmful. And that mesothelioma has been out there. You know, it's been out there, and in certain products that you use on your body.
What about the weed stuff that was killing people?
What?
You know?
Roundup.
The Roundup.
They're still using it.
I heard they were still selling it.
They have nothing else to kill. Yes, that's true. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, all of that.
I don't understand. Why would you still sell it? Just like the baby powder and stuff.
It is. It's crazy. It is. It's crazy.
But some people are going to do it anyway. That's like smoking cigarettes. Now, I was talking to somebody about, they got this lady on television for a commercial, and they show her how she looked before she got the cancer. And her half of her face is gone. But my thing is, if I saw that, I would think I would have to quit smoking. I would just have.
Well,
that's they have made it even more addictive since they're taking off television. You know, you look at, this is the Marlboro Company, Philip Morris and Paul Mall,
yeah,
the cigarettes and all that stuff. You can name it. Since they've taken it off the television, has been, because see, that's revenue for advertising is revenue. Since they've taken it off, they've made it a lot more addictive now, what I understand, and it's hard to break.
Well, the
very
vaping,
hard to break.
I understand about, you know, addictions. I was addicted to cigarettes for a while,
mm-hmm,
but my kids got on me so much they made me sick, and I just had to give it up. But what I'm saying is that if I was still smoking and that woman came on TV, I don't think I could take it. I don't think I could deal with it.
Yeah. It's very hard, but the pressures that make people go to some type of a habit to help calm themselves,
yeah,
down.
Well, then now they have the vaping, and they're saying that the vaping is worse than the cigarettes.
Anything.
So,
Anything to keep you a captive consumer.
Addicted.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I said captive.
Yeah.
You can a slave.
Yeah, that's what they
want to
do.
Yeah.
But you know,
a lot of the commercials were geared towards, you know, black and brown people and young people. You know, that's where they, had geared a lot of their advertising to. You know, making it sexy to be smoking.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
A lot of the things, because this under this administration, I don't want nothing. Leave me alone.
not to mention poisoning the water systems and
water.
We probably had the best water. We had the best water. Ooh. Now we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, not only Flint. I mean, they say it's, I forgot what the numbers are, but it's over, I think, 53,000 or maybe 5,300 water systems across the country that, you know, have been determined to have high lead rates in their water.
And we're killing our children.
Clean water, they fill it up with what they got and send it to you. When you call yourself buying it, you know.
Right. So not only, you know, are we dealing with systemic racism, but we're dealing with environmental racism as well.
That's true.
So can't win for losing.
We're gonna find a way though. We're gonna.
I know that's right. I am a winner. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You have to go deeper. Trying to figure out how to work this mess for our children.
I mean, everything. I don't know. I don't know what we can do. The people, the teachers are striking because they don't want to go to school. And the kids, I'm sure the parents want them to go. But kids, you know how kids are. They like to touch each other.
Yeah,
and they want to hug the teachers. And, yeah, it's just a bad situation.
Trying to wait for it to be any form of rejection. Like when my grandkids come, I said, no, we can't hug. Look like they, I said, come on, elbow. But they want to.
They don't understand.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
because they don't understand. Yeah. So why can't I touch my grandmother?
Hand sanitizer. Come on, wash the hands. They get sick of washing them hands like that.
Yeah.
I've washed my hands probably more than I have ever had in my life, maybe. I like washing. I don't do hand sanitizer if I don't have to. I wear my gloves out. And if I have to go to the bathroom, I keep my gloves on. And when I come out, I wash my gloves. I'm not taking them off. That's just the bottom line. I am not taking those gloves off. If I had
so
to
washing the gloves, huh?
I sure do.
Washing the gloves, and then I get in the car. I have my gloves on, and I'll spray it with hand sanitizer. Then I'll spray the door, you know, and, and the steering wheel.
I know a young lady that was using so much Clorox disinfectant, she almost killed herself inhaling all
that
stuff.
That's true. You mix that stuff.
Yeah.
You're trying to be clean, you know. You mix it and inhale it. It's dangerous.
It is. Everything is dangerous. Everything. Can we just say that?
Too much, you're going to turn to Michael Jackson.
Stop.
What do you say?
If you use
too
much,
of that bleach, you're going to turn to Michael Jackson.
I was just looking at him. Yeah.
That's not funny. He was a good man.
Okay. Yes, he still is. He still is.
He still is. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he still is.
What do you know?
Still is.
You got the secret.
But he still is.
Oh, okay.
That's another show.
I know. We're going to have to talk about that. Yeah,
Michael Jackson and coronavirus.
No, we're going to talk about can you really, do these people think they can really bring the dead back when they go and have these seances?
It's not that we're trying to bring the dead. We're just giving the respect to the dead. He still is, you know. That's just giving the respect
to
the
dead. You want to talk to him and all of that kind of carrying on?
No, nothing like that, no. I'm not saying that. Just give the man his proper. That's what I'm saying, you know.
But I'm saying, you know, these people sit around in chairs and we're going to call Joe back.
No,
the
Ouija board thing, it has an effect on you. Playing with the Ouija board, it does.
You know what? At one time, I was playing, I guess, or just trying to see what it was all about. And honestly, I think I felt that little thing under my hand move. I didn't move it. So it had to go in the garbage. I'm sorry.
It is. So
I can't have nothing like
garbage.
That around. No.
Familiar spirits and things like that. And we're told.
Yeah.
And
they are real.
They have a sex. Yeah.
They are real.
Yeah.
And don't have any doubt about it. But one thing I want to flip the page is that what I didn't know was that, you know, Operation Legend, when Trump was sending all these troops out and everything with no uniforms and unmarked cars, I didn't know we had some. We had 40 federal agents added to the city, and I'm assuming they are still here. We had 15 police officers, 7 additional prosecutors. And we've had some non-fatal shootings, up to 51%, and homicides are up 25%. And July 29th, they began charging 22 people for gun offenses. The marshals have caught 81 fugitives. And Chief Craig was saying that there has really been a change in the city. Now, I don't know. Maybe some of you could tell me. Are they still marching?
That's a good question. I don't know. They're not. If they are, they're not covering it.
Right.
No, they're not
saying
it, yeah.
Because
yeah, so
I was just wondering. I was just wondering if people are still marching. I know, like I said, the teachers are marching, and some of the parents were marching because they didn't want their kids to go to school. But I don't know. But when I saw on television today, I don't know where this guy was, but the cops pulled this man out of the wheelchair and the man is on the ground trying to fight him. And one cop walked up and took the wheelchair and, like, threw it down the street. So one of the black guys went to go get the chair, and the cop snatched it from him and tore the wheel off. And, you know, this stuff, I think it has gotten worse since the protesters were out. Now, maybe that's not true, but it seems to me that these incidents have gone up instead of down. So,
well,
I don't know
what you compare it to. I think it's just that they're being more publicized now, and then they're camera phones. So I don't know that they're going, these cases are going up as opposed to they're just being exposed more often. You know, I just saw on social media the other day a case for an Atlanta police officer in 2016 had been called to an area that was known for, I guess, you know, he had been called to an area, and the report was that there was some tampering with vehicles, I guess. And so you see the body cam. He turns the corner. You see a lady and a man walking down the street. So the cop pulls on the wrong side of the street. And down the way, you see a car with headlights. And so the car comes, and, you know, the cop throws his lights on. But the car moves out the way, you know, to go by him, assuming that, hey, you know, you're not stopping me. You know, maybe it's the people on the sidewalk that you're about to talk to. But as the 25-year-old man drove by, you could hear, you know, the cop shoot into the car. And he
what?
And killed, you know, shot the young man in the head and killed him. This was in Atlanta in 2016, and they just released the video. So that's the reason it's on social media now, is just because they just released it. And so, you know, the family is suing the Atlanta Police Department, and it's the city of Atlanta, and it's going through its process. They fired the officer. But, you know, this has been going on
forever.
For years. I don't think it's ever stopped. And so,
no, it has not. And truthfully speaking, I don't see where it will. I mean, and that's bad to say. I know it's bad to say, but as long as white people think that black and brown people are, you know, nothing, just nothing, especially those that think that, well, it's my right to have slaves. You know, where does that come from? Who told you it was your right to have slaves? You know, people don't want to be slaves. I don't know. We have some real issues here in this country. And I found out something that I really didn't know, that 2011, it was it was against the law for interracial marriages.
In some
and
places,
that,
yeah.
That really blew my mind. In the 21st century? Yeah. So, no, you know how that was. Like, I'm reading this book now, Just Mercy. And this black guy was going, this is crazy, that book is crazy, but I believe it. He was going, black man, he was married, going with a white woman. And you know how people know stuff, you can't hide. And he got caught. It's a long story. But anyway, one of the things that they did, they wanted to catch somebody because someone had gotten killed, the young Caucasian girl. and they hadn't caught anybody. And people were getting on the cops and why can't you do anything? Much like Breonna Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, I'm hesitating and turning back, but I know Oprah bought 26 billboards.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, and Michael Jordan got a hat. Michael Jordan. Was it LeBron James had the hat on, the red hat crossed out, mm-hmm. Make America Great, and said, arrest those people that killed Breonna Taylor. But anyway, they did everything. They lied on this man. They lied on the man. They, you know, they couldn't find out who did it, or I guess they knew probably. But they put him on death row without having a, you know, having a going to the standing in front of the judge. They put him on death row.
For what?
Well, he was
for killing the girl. Yeah. He
was killing Breonna.
No. This is
no.
Something I'm reading. But the thing is,
they made a movie out of that too.
I know, I saw the movie. But you know, his family had a little gathering that night. He was at home. And the people told the cops and stuff that, oh no, he wasn't there. And then they got one man to lie, and you know, and they ended up putting, because the man went, he said he didn't feel good telling that lie on that man. So when he told them that, they put him on death row too. So, I mean, they were doing all kinds of crazy things. That
what year did that
not,
happen?
Huh?
What year did that happen? What year?
Not sure. I don't even know if it is.
It's a true story.
Is it real? Oh, okay. Okay, but I saw the movie, but golly, it's just some crooked stuff go on. I mean, you know, people do anything. I don't understand it. You lie, kill, steal.
Oh, yeah.
To get what you want to, you know. Don't
yep.
care. Get what you want and lose what you had. I don't know. Well, right now we're going to take a break and we'll be back with the Let's Talk About It, the Jenny White Show.
Right back after these messages. Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313 313- 1-800-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And tonight we've been talking about, would you take the vaccine if it were made available? So I got one no from my host, my co-host, and I have one for myself. No, I'm not taking it. So how many of you would take it? If they were offering it to you and telling you, you don't have it and you won't get it. I don't know. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Deborah, calling from Detroit.
Okay.
And here's my thing. No, not at the beginning. I don't think they can create a vaccine that they can fully prove this quick. Now, when they get through giving it to all the people who guinea pigs, I'll count how many people died and I'll make my decision. But I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be the one. I'm not going to be the guinea pig in the beginning. It, only because I just, you know, I don't even take the flu, what is it, a flu shot.
Yeah.
And I never, now my mother is always taking them. She believes in it. And that's fine. I've never taken it. My daughter's never taken it. I don't know if my sister's taken it or not. I haven't really asked them. I know my brother doesn't. Because if you have any asthma, you're not supposed to. He grew up with asthma. My daughter only has Fortin asthma, but she had read enough about it that she didn't want to take the chance. I just never took anything because, first of all, you had to pay for it, and then I'm like, well, I never get the flu. I never get a cold. I mean, you can get in front of me and sneeze. I'm not catching your cold. But I keep the immune system up in other ways. So, here's the thing. If we didn't have this administration that we have right now, I might do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust them. I don't trust anything that they may put Lysol in that thing, make it look, I'm not doing it. I'll wait till y'all, and then if y'all live past it, I'll consider it. And I'm going to go to who you went to because I figure if you didn't die, then I'm not going to die. So, no.
Okay, well, you got some kind of logic going for you. No, I don't care who take it, who live, who die. Mm-mm. No, I'm not bothering that mess. Because, you know, to get these vaccines, they have to inject whatever disease it is into you.
Yeah, and I get that. They do with all the vaccines. And I mean, my daughter had full vaccination records. I had them when I never got any. The only childhood thing I ever got was mumps. I got that twice. Other than that, I never got chicken pox, measles, none of that. I'm sort of on the fence because I think there are people who probably need to, and it may depend on what your system is like and how much stuff you catch very easily. My question is, if you already chemical there. And so you have antibodies. Why would you need to take a vaccine? Because you've already got the immunity, is what they're kind of saying.
I think they're still trying to find out if the antibodies will prevent you from getting reinfected. I don't think that they're, 100% clear on that right now. Yeah. But I think they want to take, the antibodies and use them, in these vaccines in order to find out if they do help. But I don't think that it's 100% right now that they're saying if you have antibodies, you can't catch it again. Or even, be a carrier. Sometimes people can, won't catch the actual disease, but can be a carrier and infect someone else.
Right.
I just wish I knew more about disease, because that's the problem, is because we got so little information, and no one, he hasn't deployed scientists to get with where it came from. He's so busy blaming it on China, and I have mixed feelings about that, because they knew about it without telling anybody. I get all of that. Okay, fast forward. Here we are right now. How about we just try to figure this out? And unfortunately, I think this coronavirus brought out a lot of things that we as Americans have to reconsider. First of all, it is ridiculous that we had to depend on the place that this vaccine, this disease started, to get PPE. We act like China is this place that we get everything that's made comes from China. That just floors me, because we don't invest in people here who could do it. And anytime we can tell factories to change your system around to help us get ventilators and PPE, then we could have been doing this all along. I'm not understanding. I just don't get it.
Well, I think the more chaos and confusion going on is better for the president. I think any distraction is a good distraction as far as he's concerned. I think his main goal is not the American public and the health of the American public. I think his main goal is to get reelected, to, not only, continue to misappropriate and break laws, but to stay out of jail.
Well,
I've been
trying it, I'm telling you, because this post office debacle is just, and I got blocked by, not blocked, Facebook put a tag on a post that I made, and I fired back.
I saw that.
I was just livid.
What did you say?
What was your post?
Well, my post really was about something that actually happened. I wasn't speculating. It was a real deal. I had not got, when the mail started slowing down, I realized it about the second month into the pandemic, the shutdown. But I thought it was that, and at first I think it was. But when he started slowing stuff down, I wasn't getting mail for 2 and 3 days at a time. Well, see, here's the thing. Somebody had posted, you can get info, whatever, maybe you didn't have email. I said, I've had info notice for 3 years. I know what's supposed to show up. And when it came to my ballot, this is why they did it, was because I mentioned the ballot. It came to my ballot. I got an info notice 3 days in a row that I was getting my ballot. And it, one of them had mine and my daughter's ballot. My daughter got her ballot. They did not deliver my ballot, but the info notice has a picture of everything that's supposed to be delivered. My ballot was not delivered 3 days. So I went to the site, told them I didn't have my ballot, so I signed up for a spoiled ballot and all that. When I got back home, this was 3 days later, then my ballot was there. And that's when I said, and I had mentioned that in it, that you've got to be careful because they don't have to deliver those ballots. Now, see, what people don't get is that the ballots are sent by bulk mail. read what bulk mail is in the post office. Bulk mail will sit there until they have a room for it. Now, typically, they know what the election ballots look like, and so they don't stop it, and they treat it as first-class mail. But we don't know what this man, LaJoy, or whatever in the heck his name is, we don't know what he's doing. But I know what I saw. I had the pictures, and I kept the pictures because in case somebody tested me on it, okay? They sent a block and sent me this information. The post office has to deliver all mail. It went somewhere about ballots, and the ballots have to. I don't care what you're saying. I have proof that mine wasn't delivered. So I don't know what all of that is about. I got the picture that says it was going to be delivered 3 days in a row, and it was not. And they had the nerve to do that. In fact, somebody sent me a message from Facebook and said, something about we may need to see proof. I'm like, you subpoena me. I need to.
Wow.
I have no qualms about going into court. I got a free attorney, so what? Go ahead.
That's right. That's right, dear mama.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I cannot believe that they did that. So I reposted it again. I wanted them to put it on there. They didn't do it again. They didn't do it again because I guess they figured I just was a little bit crazy, you know.
Yes, we understand.
Yeah,
we do understand. Don't get all up. Just calm down. Because
I know
I've
got right now to say bless your heart.
You have to at some point. You just can't get all knocked out. Some people are having an issue with Kamala Harris, and they're saying she's not black. And, what's wrong with the black women that he didn't choose one of them? And, just calm down. He didn't get a citation.
Rush Limbaugh called her a hoe.
He did?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Why did he do that?
Because he can. Because he's a friend of
Trump. She had dated, mayor in California. I think it was the mayor, Willie Brown, and just saying that she had political aspirations and she slept her way to the top, and he called her a hoe.
Wow.
Trump gave
you
him.
You know what I think was bad, though?
What?
AOC, Alexandra something Cortez, she had 1 minute to speak. 1 minute. 1 minute. 60 seconds she had to speak. And I don't remember anything she said other than her last sentence. She said, I second the motion for having... And she said his whole entire name, which I've forgotten, Sanders, to be the president of the United States.
Well, she had to, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Why did she have to?
Yes, you do. Here's the thing. The thing is that when a candidate gets over a certain amount, because of when Bernie Sanders dropped out, the policy for nominations, they had to nominate him. They knew he didn't have the votes, but they had to nominate him, and he was one that supported him. And there's nothing wrong with that. See, the thing is, this is where Civics 101 comes in real handy. They had to have someone nominate him and second his nomination. And then that what they did, if you notice, all of those states that reported the delegates for him and for Biden. They had to. That is the rule. Okay? And the only reason he was the only one left is because he was the one that it's a certain amount of votes or however he when he dropped out, it was a certain amount of votes that he went over, so they have to do it to be clear how many votes he got. You have to do that. That is policy.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up because I thought it was disrespectful. I really
no,
did.
It's disrespectful. So they did
I'm going to check that out because
okay.
I don't think she had to say that.
Yeah, she had to second. I forgot who it was that put his name
she
in.
She had
I forgot
to second Sanders.
She had, the thing is that when this first started, she was a Sanders supporter.
Oh, I know that.
So it's obvious when that happens, you get someone who it was a Sanders supporter. And you know what? I know you haven't been to one of our conventions. Same thing happens with our conventions. It doesn't matter. You have to do that when you have two candidates. Even if everybody you know is voting for the other person, it does not matter. You have to. Everybody who runs, the only reason the others didn't is because none of them stayed for the main primaries. And I believe it has something to do with, it may have to do with that Super Tuesday thing where they start really tallying, or it has to do with how many delegates he had up to that point. So you have to have a runoff. The reason that Trump doesn't have to have a runoff is because he's the incumbent. That's the only reason. But other than that, if you have two people running, if all of, just let me give you an example. If five of them had kept on as far as Sanders had, they would have had to nominate all five of them. That's just the way that works. And it's a fair thing because you want to put out front how many delegates a person gets. But I can't remember who nominated him because she only second. I don't remember who it was, and not because I was on a watch party Zoom with the Democratic, local Democratic thing, so I didn't get to see some. I had to go back and forth because I was on this thing, and I, you know. But that's the formality that has to happen, and they've been trying to post that in the in Facebook, and they also been talking about, they talked about it right afterwards at the news because they know a lot of people did not understand that, because typically when you get to where we are for the nomination, the nominee, all the others would have dropped out so early it wouldn't have mattered. But Bernie Sanders stayed in there. He was the last one to drop out. And when he decided to drop out, it has something to do with how many delegates he got or how many races he was in. That part I'm not exactly clear of, but I do know the process.
Okay, well, I'll look that one up and see what's up.
Yeah, they did the same
thing.
I just thought it was
disrespectful. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Okay, any of my other listeners, and thank you, listener, for participating. I appreciate you.
No problem.
All the time. All of those that call in and ask questions or make comments, I really do appreciate you guys. And those that call just to listen, I appreciate you guys, too. I really do. So, my co-host, Mr. Coleman, would you like to have a final say?
Well, I'd just like to say another show in the books, a very good show. And just stay safe out here. Enjoy the rest of the summer. The fall is upon us. And just stay safe. Wear your mask.
Okay, very good. So the only thing that I have to say is there isn't enough room in your mind for both worry and faith. You must decide which one is going to live there. So with that having been said, I agree. Keep safe. Keep your mask on, people. And if you don't want to wear gloves, then use your sanitizer. But be safe out there. Whatever you do, be safe. And one thing you can do is read Psalm 91, verse 10.
So anyway, having said that, I will say thank you all for calling. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Good night, all.